Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. I want to share with you a passage found in John 17. It's an important passage, particularly verse 24. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Here's a good question for us to consider right now. What does Jesus want this Christmas? It's been my desire for years to offer the Lord whatever he desires from me for his birthday. How about you? If we were to look for the answer, the natural place to start would be God's word. In the word, we could see the answer in his prayers. So what does God ask for? Well, if we went looking for his prayer, his longest prayer is in John 17. And I think the climax of that prayer and his request is in verse 24. But as I said earlier, I would encourage everyone to read the entire prayer. Among all the undeserving sinners in the world, there are those whom God has given to Jesus. That's what he stated here. It is the sinners of this world whom God has drawn to his Son. Many of them have found Jesus, so they are Christians, people who have received Jesus as the crucified and risen Savior in their lives. Jesus' desire? He says he wants them to be with him. That is fantastic. Our Lord wants us to be with him forever. Sometimes we hear people say that God created man because he was lonely. So they say things like, God created us that we would be with him. And they're implying is that he needed somebody around him. Does Jesus agree with that? Well, yes, he does say that he really wants us to be with him. But why? Let's consider the rest of that verse. What does Jesus want us to be? Why does he want us to be with him? He says, to see my glory that you, the Father, have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. To really know who I am. That would be a strange way of expressing his loneliness. I want them to be with me so they can see my glory. In fact, it doesn't express his loneliness at all. It expresses his concern for the satisfaction of our longing, not his loneliness. Jesus is not lonely. He and the Father and the Spirit are satisfied in the fellowship of the Trinity. We, not he, are starving for something. And what Jesus wants for Christmas is for us to experience what we were really made for, seeing and savoring who he is, his glory, knowing him in a way we were created to know him, and then spending all time with him. That, I believe, is what Jesus wants this Christmas. So as we consider what the Lord wants from us this year, giving our best unto him both in resources and abilities, we also should focus on what matters the most to him, our souls and our lives, as well as the souls and lives of our families and friends. And then we can truly enjoy a Merry Christmas. Prayer thought for today. Continue to remember those who are battling cancer, Corey Kenny, Kathy Steele, Janelle, Gary's daughter, and others. Remember my sister Drew, who's still not sure what is going on with her heart. Dallas and Whitney as they search for a job for Dallas. Carrie Williams on hospice, is soon to be with the Lord, according to what I've been told. Jane's sister Billy, who has fallen and broken a hip, and Jane says she's doing somewhat better. The Middle East, our missionaries, their families, a nation, church, our own families. And I'd ask that you would remember the Christ birthday offering that we're going to receive on Christmas Sunday. And I'd also ask that you would remember the Christmas stockings for the less fortunate. We have opportunities to share the blessings God's given to us and help make other people's lives feel like they're more important. In fact, so they could have a Merry Christmas too. In fact, they are ones whom God gave to Jesus. They need to see his glory. God bless you and have a great day and great week.